welcome to season 2, episode 4 of Don't Be That Girl, where we discuss topics that affect men and women across the nation, where we are encouraging us and setting the platform for us to talk to one another and not at one another. I am your host, Mahogany Moore, relationship strategist to women, helping women to meet the man that they desire and not the one that they are currently attracting. Today's topic, the keys to successful dating, having standards and expectations. Are they different? Are they the same? Do you have both? I really, really like this topic for today because I don't think that often we think about the difference between standards and expectations. And often I think we as women are quick to have standards when it comes to what we want in a relationship or what we expect to have in a future partner. So for the sake of the conversation, because there are so many in the 21st century, relationships have taken so many types of forms, right? Because we have metamorphosed into being able to have so many different types of relationships. The traditional relationship is just not something that everyone now just cookie cutter goes into. So for the sake of the conversation, though, we are going to talk about one basic type of relationship just so that we can have an infrastructure and a basis for the conversation, because we're going to talk about standards and expectations and how the two are different, but they actually go hand in hand. And it's something that I've had to think about myself and to say, Mahogany, when you are in a relationship or considering going into one, have you determined the difference, and do you have them, and do you require them? All right, so why don't we get into it? Standards, expectations, what are they? One thing y'all know about me, I love to do my research. I love to always level set. Let's go back to the facts. What is a standard versus what is an expectation? Okay, number one, a standard. A standard is a level of quality or an attainment, right? So here's an example. For example, right? You may say you want someone who is gainfully employed, meaning they have a job. Or you want someone who has a career. That is your idea of your standard of type of when it comes to financial standard. Let's say you have a standard when it comes to spirituality. You require a person to be Christian or to have a belief in God. So there's a different types of standards that you may have. Those are standards, meaning when they come to you, when they represent themselves, these are certain things they should have out the gate. This is how you want them to perhaps present themselves, carry themselves, how they look, what they have to bring, who they are. Oftentimes, I meet ladies, often have clients. Standards are not something that women have a hard time identifying. We are great at identifying our standards. We know what our standards are off the rip. And usually our standards are very high. We want somebody over 6 feet, six figure, Christian, morals, less than 2 kids, 401k, diversify stocks. However, what I find interesting, though, is when we talk about expectations, or I listen to once they get and they meet a person who meets some of these standards, right? Oftentimes, you may not meet someone that has 100% of all of your standards. That's why it's always good to know, what are your deal breakers? That's a whole topic for another conversation. But today, let's talk about standards and expectations. Expectations are different from standards. So what are expectations? The definition of expectations, if you look those up, those would be things that are what you expect to see from someone. what is reasonable, what is necessary, what you look forward to getting out of something, right? Let's get an example from that. Here's an example. I get a job, right? Let's say my standard for a job is that my job be within a 20-mile radius of my home. That's a standard. And the job standard is that I make somewhere between $60,000 to $85,000 a year. And also a standard is that I can actually meet the objectives and the requirements of the job. I can do the job. Now, a reasonable expectation, though, is that every 2 weeks, there's a deposit in my paycheck into my bank of a paycheck. That's the expectation. So it's one thing to have a standard. You meet the standard, so I accepted the job. But what happens when you don't get that paycheck into the bank? That's the expectation. When your expectation is not met, what happens on a job? Oh, now we have a whole problem, right? We have a whole problem. So we now understand the difference between a standard and an expectation. Standards has to do with level setting up front with what is it that I require you to have just in order to walk into my presence for us to start the conversation, but then for us to continue into this relationship, what do I expect to see? How will it continually evolve for you to prove that this is the type of relationship that we would have? These are expectations. These are expectations. These are the difference between standards and expectations. I mention this because I think it's so interesting that we as women will say things such as, men don't know how to make decisions. We'll say things as, men won't, they don't know how to make a date. They won't take me on a date. Or he can't make a decision. Or he won't pick up the phone and call me. But have you made an expectation? Have you required it so that he doesn't have a choice but to do so? Now, I know I'm jumping straight into it, right? We're going straight there, no chaser, right? No juicier. We going straight into it. Why? Because this is real talk here. It's real talk. You can meet a man that has good potential to be a partner for you, a lifelong partner, a good possible husband, if that's what you're looking for, or a life partner, however you might want to call it. But if you only look at the standards of what you wanted him to be when he showed up, how he looks, how he talks, how he was on the first date, how he approached you, but then you don't require and have an expectation of things that he needs to meet in order to see that he earns a position in your life, then how do you know he's going to meet the rest of the qualifications to be a man, a provider for you? Again, in the 21st century, provider can take on many different ways, can take on many, many different definitions. But for the sake of this conversation, let's say, for instance, for you, a provider is someone who is a decision maker, right? So let's say you want someone in your life because you are someone that is always making decisions in your personal life, always making decisions at work, always making decisions. Perhaps you are a single mom. Perhaps you take care of your aged parents. And you would love to have a partner that you could bounce ideas off of, someone who can provide real guidance, someone who has wisdom, someone who is a helping hand, someone who is supportive, right? So you want someone who is a decision maker. Well, what does that look like? Okay, you meet someone and you thought in your mind, well, if I want someone who's a decision maker, then perhaps he should be a decision maker in other parts of his life. So part of the standards would be, maybe he should have a job where he's a decision maker. Maybe he also could be a parent. Maybe he's a divorcee and he has either young children or he is a parent of college-age children. So I know that he's raised children before. However, you get into the dating scene and now you're dating him. Where are you dating him, right? He sends you a text. Good morning, beautiful. You geeked about it. So you reply back with the emoji and you're so happy to see that he sent you a good morning, beautiful text. And you say, good morning, how you doing? So glad to hear from you. And he sends you another good morning, beautiful text the next day. And this goes on for about 2 or 3, 4 days. All right. Now you're wondering, at what point is this man actually going to invite you on a date? 3, 4, 5 days goes by. And now you're irritated thinking, I thought, he ain't no good. This man ain't no good. I don't even understand it. I thought when I met him and we exchanged numbers, you know, he was intelligent. He was going to be able to make a decision. He can't even ask me out on a date. But did you set out the expectation for that? Or did you let him just keep sending you good morning, beautifuls? Let's think about that. Do you have the right to let him know what you would like? Do men automatically know? Do they read minds? This is a debatable concept that women love to believe that men read minds. Women love to believe that men are sitting somewhere and that they know that what you want them to do is say, I know she wants me to invite her out to this restaurant, and I know exactly what restaurant she wants to go to, and I know what time and when. But I'm just simply not going to do it because I just want to play around. Actually, ladies, for the most part, that's not what's going through with men's head. Men are not thinking anything like that for the most part. Usually, what is happening is they're not thinking. They thought of you, though. They did. Here's the positive. They thought of you, therefore they sent the text. Okay? There's your positive. Now you can capitalize on the positive and you can build from there, or you can let it go if you don't think he's worth it. But if you think he's worth it, then now is time to share what your expectations are. Just don't go with the flow. If you are a person of intention and you know what it is that you want and you want a decision maker in your life and you think that he has the potential to be so, then you might want to let him know. You get that good morning text. He says, good morning, beautiful. Good morning. State his name, because me personally, I like people to use my name. I have a real issue with all the pronouns. But from there, let him know, hey, I'm going to be free today after work between the hours of 5 and 6:30. Why don't you give me a call so we can chat for a few minutes? I'd love to hear your voice. Give him an opportunity then to see if he'll pick up the phone and call you. And then when he calls you, then in that conversation, you share your expectations in a third person kind of way. Sometimes men get really intimidated with women in that, and not intimidated because intimidated might be a negative word. Men don't like when we use the word intimidated. Not intimidated in that they think that we are smarter than they are or that we're better than men. Not like that. But that sometimes we can be maybe a bit too assertive. But you can share things in a way that is much more, shows your feminine side, right? And you can let them know in the conversation, I really enjoyed meeting you. And I really think I would enjoy spending time with you face to face. Usually, for me, face-to-face is going out and getting a cup of coffee or having a drink or having a light meal. You know, I really love Italian and Thai food. I don't know what your schedule looks like over the next couple of weeks, but when you figure all that out, why don't you let me know what works for you, where and when, and I will see if I can make myself available. Because that is the environment that I'd like to get to know you better in. And that way, you have now set the stage for him to know that these good morning, beautiful texts, that they ain't gonna cut it. Number one, pick up the phone or call me. We're not in junior high school. We're not in high school. We're not in college. We are fully grown adults. Number two, you're also setting an expectation that if you're going to build a relationship with someone, you literally do need to spend time with that person face to face, because it's cues that you need to see on a person. And it's not always going to be FaceTime cues unless you're in long distance relationships and then you don't have a choice but to rely on FaceTime and also traveling to one another. But that's the difference between standards and expectations. It goes even further than that. If you have decided that when you get into a relationship or that you want to be married, and that when you get married, your desire is to be a stay-at-home mom or to be a housewife, then during your courting time, that means when you're in a committed monogamous relationship, not when you're dating frivolously, but when you're in a committed monogamous relationship, then somewhere along that time, he should be proving to you that he can provide for you financially. And that should also be a conversation that you have had with this person. And it doesn't have to be putting him on the spot, but it should be something that is shared with the gentleman way before you even get into a monogamous relationship. But he should know what your expectations are. Oftentimes it feels as if we have these thoughts and ideas and dreams and fantasies of what we want a relationship to be. And then we just want to take a man and insert him. Oh, I want a husband. I just want a husband. I want a husband, or I want a man. Not even taking into consideration that they're human with feelings, with dreams, with fantasies, with thoughts, with fears, with heartbreak, with their own issues and their own baggage. So it's only fair that during the time that you're dating someone, that you find a way to share with them your journey as to where you are today, and where you would like to be, but put it in an appealing way. Men are very carnal. They are very physical. They are very aesthetic, right? Meaning they need to know that the end game is going to be 100% like winning the Super Bowl for them. I'll give you an example. Let's say you do want to be that housewife, right? You've worked all your life, you raised your children, and now you're going into your golden years and you'd like to be with someone where either he works or both of you are retired and you want to travel. Some men may be afraid of that because they may have had a situation in their life where they did have a housewife or they did have a woman that only stayed at home, but perhaps she took advantage of it and was just siphoning money or didn't clean the house, or maybe she didn't put out for him. And so, you know, that led to a whole nother myriad of situations for him. But what is it that men want from women? We know. Men want intimacy. Men want to know you are going to make their world everything. Hello. So paint the picture. Be like, you know what, baby? I don't know about you, but the type of relationship that I really, really fantasize about is the kind where my entire world focuses on making your fantasies come true. I could work a full-time job, I could. But can you imagine if I wasn't working a full-time job and my full-time job was to make you happy? If you were working and my job was to take care of the household, my job was to support you, and my job was to make sure that when you got home, all of your needs were made, were set, were taken care of. I make sure that your wildest dreams were met. And if I make sure your wildest dreams are met, I bet you make sure my wildest dreams are met, right? You see how we flipped it like that? You're saying the same exact thing as basically saying, I really don't want to work. I don't want to work when I get married. I don't want to. Because at the end of the day, we all know that in a marriage, there's work to be done. There's always work to be done. Whether you're working outside of the home or inside of the home, there is work to be done. But it's all in how it is framed. So the difference between standards and expectations is making sure that, one, you're voicing the expectations, but then also holding them to it and slowly seeing, can they provide it? If you're looking for a provider, whether the provider is going to be financial or spiritual or emotional or mental, you can't wait until 6, 12, 15 months down the line. Ma'am, you need to be starting seeing those things early. Is he putting gas in your car? You see your gas is low? He should automatically be putting gas in your car. You should not have to ask for things like that. And if you do, that's fine. Right. But it becomes an expectation. You let them know. I'm usually used to having gentlemen, my father, my brothers, men in my life that take care of me, because I know when I'm taken care of, then I can be the best partner to you and support you in your endeavors and in your dreams. How does that sound? Now, if that man does not like that, and he is not down for that, and he wants the penny pinch, then ma'am, right there, you know, that's your flag that maybe you need to exit out before you get too deep into the relationship. But when you don't have these expectations, when you accept them the way they show up, when you let them text when you want them to call, when you let them come over when you really want them to take you on a date, when you go Dutch on meals all the time, when really you want to be pampered and taken care of, when you think the end road is you're going to have this lavish life, but at the end of the day, you're penny pinching, you're not being realistic. So there's standards, but then there's expectations, and they have to match. So it's kind of like going back to the drawing board. Do your standards match your expectations? It's okay to have standards. And then the standards that you have for him are the standards that you have for a man commensurate with what you also are bringing. Because the standard should be something that is going to be attractive, right? We attract what we are. But then once you get him there, you have to hold him to a expectation so that therefore he can prove himself. This is a requirement. This is a thing. Last example about expectations. I've said this before, men are competitive. They play games all the time. Football season, basketball season, golf. What other games? Tennis. All of these games, everything is about strategy, competition. The point being that they have to prove themselves and win at something. Make him win you. Do not be that easy. Do not be that easy. It has to be an expectation. And when he hits one, you have to take it up the next level. The next level. He hits that one, bring it up to the next level. The more you do that, the more you're drawing him in and bringing an emotional attachment. And now he's seeing that you need him. When a man feels that you need him, that emotional attachment builds feelings. Those feelings turn into love. That bit turns into monogamy. That's attachment. That's when a man says, this woman right here, I don't know what it is about her, but it's something about her. You ever wonder why men seem to fall for the ones that are the hardest on them? They always like the ones that seem to treat them the worst. And we're not saying that. But what we're saying is expectations, meaning that you are setting a bar. And when he hits the bar, you give him another bar to meet. Because he is the provider. That is the job. It's the same as sexual relations, right? The woman is the receiver. The man is the giver. It is the same thing. He gives to you. Think through that as you think through and say, what are my standards? But then what are my expectations once I meet him? And how do I require them throughout the duration of dating and courtship so that then he sees that I'm a quality person and I'm someone that he should cherish and want to form a relationship? Well, I certainly hope that you enjoyed this conversation. I really want to know what you all think about that. I know it sounds very similar, standards and expectations, but the truth is they are different, and the expectations are the key to enjoyable dating. I'm telling you. But tell me more about, what are your thoughts on that? Visit us on mahogany_more on Instagram, and we look forward to seeing you on our next podcast. Tell a friend, tell a family member. Until next time.